Kiara Sheard, along with James Fortune, Vashon Mitchell, Zicardi Cortez, and comedian Shucky Ducky will be performing Saturday, February 2nd at the Destiny Now World Outreach Center in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Doors open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7 p.m. And on the line I have with me Kiara Sheard. How you doing, Kiara?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And first and foremost, before we talk about your tour and anything else, congratulations on winning the Female Vocalist of the Year, being the Stellar Award recipient. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. For God be glory. I'm so excited and just honored to have had that opportunity to receive that award.
You know, you were with us at our Lamplighter Awards and how we like to bless people, give them their flowers for doing great things to show our appreciation. How did it make you feel when you were, you know, the recipient of that award?
It made me feel, first of all, I was totally shocked. I just knew that I was not going to get it. So to have heard my name called, because I just already had it up in my mind. I'm not getting this. I'm in the category with two females who have so much radio play right now, and not just two, but three. And I just knew I wasn't going to get it. So it made me feel, I was encouraged. And I will admit that I was very encouraged and reassured that God is with me, with my ministry, and that there are people out there that do support me, and I shouldn't stop doing what I'm doing. So it was an encouragement, and I was actually very humbled to have had this opportunity at the age of 25 again. That's my fourth stellar, and I was just honored also to be on the show. So I just thank God, and of course to Mr. Don Jackson and to my fans and everyone who supported me to help me win this. So I'm excited. It was great.
Well, well deserved for sure. Now you're on a tour with James Fortune, Zicardi Cortez, Vashon Mitchell. You want to tell us about the tour, and you're going to be here this weekend in Fayetteville performing at that concert tour.
Yes, in Fayetteville. I'm in Fayetteville a lot, so I'm really looking forward to coming there with my brothers. We've been having a great time. This tour has been such a blessing, not just to the people, but even to me. And it's just so much fun to be able to come together and build the kingdom in the way that God has allowed us to. Vashon has been phenomenal. He's been doing his hits, not just his hits, but songs that he's wrote. And once you hear the songs that he's wrote, you get shocked, but you start singing right along. It's like, dang, you wrote that song too? So it's really exciting. And of course, James does all his hits, and it's so much great energy. And Zicardi, he's just a singing person. So he does excellent. And I'm really looking forward to coming there to Fayetteville. So those of you who are listening, if you don't have your tickets, you have to get your tickets right away, because we just have a great time together.
You know, you're with the men. We mentioned Vashon, James, and Zicardi Cortez. What is it like being the only female on the tour?
You know, I actually like it because I feel like I'm covered with a whole bunch of my brothers. And I've been having a lot of fun. And I think that it challenges me, because right now, you know, the people that are kind of ruling the gospel game right now are the men. So I'm able to kind of take this experience and glean from them. I've been asking questions and, you know, not acting like I have all of the answers to my questions, but actually wanting to learn from them. So it's been a lot of fun. I've been able to go out and watch their performances and see what things I need to change about myself. You know, every experience is a growing experience. So I count it as a blessing. It's fun. I didn't even think I would have this much fun. So I love it. I love it.
You know, Beyonce received a lot of criticism about her singing with the track, the national anthem during the inauguration. And of course, yesterday, she showed that she could sing it at the NFL press conference. What do you think about that whole thing? I mean, has that ever happened to you, anything like that?
It hasn't happened to me. Of course, Beyonce has a way huge platform. But it's Beyonce. We all know Beyonce can sing. So if she chose to lip sync 20 days out of the month, 20 days out of the month, 20 days out of the year, everybody knows Beyonce can sing. And I would not have, you know, that's something that I would have done. I mean, it's cold outside. You can lose your voice. Anything can come up. And if you're singing, you know, in front of the world, not just 2,000 people, but the world, your country, why not make sure you're all together? So I thought it was cool. We know Beyonce can sing. She looked beautiful. I thought she was amazing. And I thought it was a smart move. And then she went to the press conference to prove to us, now look, y'all know I can say it, but let me show you and reassure you. So I thought it was cool. I didn't think anything was wrong with it. I think she's definitely put in her work, and she deserves all of the opportunities that she's gotten, because from behind the scenes, from just meeting her, she's a genuinely sweet person. And that in itself speaks a volume to us. So I didn't think anything was wrong with it. I thought we were kind of tripping.
You came up in the music industry at a very young age, singing with your mom on some of her projects. And as you just mentioned, you're 25 years old, young, beautiful, and talented. But even at a young age, you've seen the music industry change and evolve over the years. What is the biggest change that you have seen during your time as a professional singer?
The biggest change that I've seen is that we began to sing more simple and commercial sounding songs. We've allowed worship to come in and not just the churchy or the praise side of the church or the gospel music, but we've allowed worship to come in. And that allows our genre to be bigger, and it allows us to appeal to a bigger audience as well. So I would definitely say that that's something that I've noticed over the years, and not just commercial, but more congregational songs where it's easy to sing and join in. That's what I've noticed over the years. So, and I love it too, because again, it allows us to connect with a new audience. It allows us to connect again with more young people. And I think in anything, in any industry, you're going to have to change with the time. So that's just how it is, or else you'll be stuck behind. But I think that those are the changes that I've noticed in gospel music.
Again, we're talking to national recording artist Kiara Sheard, her hit single, Indescribable. And anything down the road that we should look out for?
Yes, most definitely. My family and I, the Sheards, my parents, Karen Clark Sheard, Bishop J. Drew Sheard, and my brother J. Drew, will have a TV show, a docuseries. It's not a reality show. We want you all to know that it's nothing trashy. It is concerning a faith-based family. And you'll see all of the dynamics amongst the four of us in one household, and it'll be airing on BET, and I'm really looking forward to that. So I hope you guys are pleased. So young people, tune in. Y'all tune in to everything else. So support myself and my family, and of course parents as well. We are excited about this opportunity. It should be airing in April, if not airing in April, more than I know for sure this year.
It was great seeing you in Nashville at the BMI luncheon with your mom. And was your brother with you? I saw you with a group of people, but I don't know your brother. I know you and your aunts and your mom, but I never met your brother.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you have to meet him. He's sweet. I love my brother. You know how when you have a sibling, y'all hate each other when you're young, but when you get older, and if you're close in age, you'll become like best friends. He's an awesome guy.
All right. Well, you guys are like family. As a matter of fact, I texted your aunt Dorinda earlier today, and you guys are like family with the light. We love you. We appreciate everything that you have done, everything you're doing for the kingdom, your music ministry, your regular ministry, and we look forward to seeing you in Fayetteville tomorrow, and thank you for spending some time with us. God bless you, and I pray that the Lord continues to bless everything that your hands touch.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And thank you, Mr. Jerry, for supporting my family as well. Love everyone that's with me.